This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese authorities announced a large jump in the death toll from recent floods. The Henan provincial government says 302 people died and 50 remain missing. The vast majority of the victims were in the Shenzhou, the provincial capital, where 292 people died and 47 are still missing. Officials say 10 others died in three other cities. Record rainfall inundated them on July 20th, turning streets into rushing rivers and flooding the subway system. Video posted online showed people trapped in subway cars as the waters rose. 14 people died in the subway flooding. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has taken on a new title as prime minister of a newly formed caretaker government, according to state media. 6 months after the army seized power from a civilian government, Min Aung Hlaing has chaired the military-backed State Administration Council that has run Myanmar since it was formed just after the February 1st coup, and the caretaker government will replace it. Earlier Sunday, he gave a televised address and pledged elections without giving a time frame in cooperation with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denied being involved in that assault. Calling it unlawful and a callous attack, the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike that occurred Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned Sunday that more pain and suffering is on the horizon as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, also said he does not foresee additional lockdowns in the U.S. because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. However, he said not enough are inoculated to crush the outbreak at this point. Fauci's warning comes days after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed course to recommend that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant is fueling infection surges. With the switch, federal health officials have cited studies showing vaccinated people can spread the virus to others. Protesters marched through the streets of Tokyo on Sunday to call for the cancellation of the Olympics. Protesters shouted slogans and carried banners, many of them reading, "Cancel the Olympics." Worries still linger over the coronavirus risk as the Olympics games go on in the city. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported 18 new related COVID-19 cases, including one athlete, bringing the total games linked number since July 1st to 259. Simone Biles is returning to competition in Tokyo. The 2016 Olympic champion will compete in the balance beam finals on Tuesday. That's a little over a week after the American superstar stepped away from the meet to focus on her mental health. The 24-year-old Biles won bronze on beam in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago and qualified for the eight-woman final at the Gymnastics Center on the first weekend of the Games. She opted out of the finals in all-around floor exercise, uneven bars, and vault. Firefighters and battling to control blazes that tore through forests near Turkey's beach destinations for the six-day running. As water-carrying planes from the European Union prepared to join the containment efforts, the fire is burning in parched conditions, and strong winds since Wednesday have left 8 people dead and forced residents and tourists to flee vacation resorts in boats. Black people whose right to live in the UK was illegally challenged by the government marked by the anniversary Sunday of the act that freed slaves throughout the British Empire, drawing a direct link between slavery and the discrimination they suffered. Dozens of activists gathered in Brixton, a center for the black community in South London, to back the international drive for reparation for the descendants of enslaved Africans. They also demanded legislation to compensate legal residents who were threatened with deportation in what's known as the Wunrich scandal. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.